Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is confirming he will not seek a third term next year.
Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences. So I've decided to step out of this race, and I'll let others worry about the election while I focus on the work that's in front of me for the next year.
In response, Congressman Tom Emmer wrote in a statement, quote, good riddance. Republican candidate for Governor Lisa Damith said, quote, if Democrats think they can sweep Minnesota's fraud scandal away by swapping out Tim Walz, they are wrong. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says, quote, because of Governor Walz, Minnesotans have paid leave and free school meals. DFL House Leader Zach Stephenson responded, quote, Governor Walz led our state ably through COVID-19 and the murder of George Floyd, two of the most difficult moments in our state's history. Stephenson is condemning President Donald Trump as well for spreading what he calls outrageous lies about the murder of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband. Trump reposted a video on Truth Social suggesting Walz was involved, a claim authorities say is baseless. Federal prosecutors say the accused gunman acted alone and targeted Democrats on an extreme hit list. Stephenson says, quote, Melissa was murdered by a right-wing anti-abortion extremist who believed COVID conspiracies. Anyone who claims otherwise is lying. Hortman's children, Colin and Sophie, are also speaking out. Colin says, quote, words matter. Sharing fake news is dangerous. My mother voted for the bill to prevent a government shutdown, not for fraud. I'm asking President Trump to remove the video and apologize. Sophie adds, quote, the video twists my mother's final vote and fuels division. Please take it down. The USDA's $12 billion farm aid package will provide some relief for soybean producers, but it's not a long-term solution. Kyle Jory of the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association says soybean farmers were hit hard by the Chinese purchase disruption. The Minnesota Timberwolves routed the Wizards 141-115 Sunday in Washington, D.C. The Wolves scored 72 points in the first half and built a 37-point lead. Anthony Edwards had 35 points, Julius Randle 22, and Rudy Gobert finished with 18 points and 14 rebounds. The Wolves beat Miami 125-115 Saturday night in South Florida and is back home tomorrow to host the Heat. The Vikings finished the season on a 5-game winning streak with yesterday's 16-3 victory over Green Bay. Veteran safety Harrison Smith was honored at the end of the game with a curtain call video. It could be the final game for the 14-year veteran, who says getting honored was surreal.
Every game, every opportunity, there's normally something where I'm like, you know, even though I've been doing it this long, you don't think you're actually going to be here.
Smith was honored along with CJ Ham, who also may have played his last game for the Vikings. Sweden will skate against the Czech Republic tonight in the gold medal game of the World Junior Hockey Championship at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. This is MNN.